streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Start Saturday strong with America's favorite pregame, Big Noon Kickoff. Then the sixth-ranked Michigan Wolverines look to continue their unbeaten season against Northwestern. In the Big Noon Saturday game of the week, it all starts Saturday morning at 10 Eastern on Fox and streaming on the Fox Sports app.
I worry about Michigan this week. They're 21.5-point favorites, but they face Sparty next week. Watch Michigan get a little ahead of themselves and not play a great football game. I don't think they'll lose to Northwestern, but when you've got your biggest college game a week ahead and you're a huge favorite, take Northwestern in the points.
Almost upset alert?
Well, I don't even know if it's an upset. It's just Michigan's having a great year, and Sparty, Michigan State's undefeated. That is going to be unbelievable. That's going to be the best Michigan-Michigan State game in a decade, and then you're just playing little old Northwestern, and they're well-coached. These are 19-year-old kids. A little high, a little low. Not adult like us.
Right.
We're right down the middle. Total adults, no emotion. I think Northwestern's going to just keep it a little closer than people think. Eric Wood played in the NFL for a decade. He made a Pro Bowl. And all of his years with the Buffalo Bills. And we were talking during the break, Joey and I have, about like the Ben Simmons situation in Philadelphia where like he won't practice. He's a disaster. And I said, one of the things about the NFL, players can get cut. Tom Brady could be cut today. And I always feel like the NFL players are treated well, but there are things you just wouldn't do. It's more of a brotherhood. And I always feel like football's a little bit more of a brotherhood. Did you feel like that even with your bad Bills teams?
Yeah, absolutely. And as an organization, the Buffalo Bills treat the players phenomenally now. The facilities that they've built in Buffalo, ever since Terry and Kim Pegula bought the team, I mean, total first-class organization, and it's top-down. It starts with the Pegulas, Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, what they've built, and then the culture of the players that they brought in there. You're spot on. It truly is a brotherhood.
Yeah. So the fourth down call last night, would you do it? And if so, why would you do it if you're Buffalo?
You know, I think you have to do it in that situation. You're talking about your 6'5", 240-pound quarterback that in his career of 14 attempts at QB sneaks on fourth and one. Of 14, he's converted 13. One time he slipped, it was a botched snap on the only one he's never converted. And so you're sitting there. Your defense has not stopped the Titans one time in the second half. And you just assume that you can get that yard. I know the analytics say the same thing as well. I know Sean is in tune with what the analytics say. And it's a confidence boost. And when you got the game on the line and you got inches to go, you put the ball in your best player's hands and let them go try and win it. The only thing that gets me a little bit is oftentimes Brian Daboll came over from the Patriots. Tom Brady's one of the best QB sneak quarterbacks of all time. Well, part of the reason for that is a lot of times they're check with me's. If you load up the box and you make it super tight, like the look that the Titans gave the Bills last night, you'll run it off tackle. You'll check out of it. And if either A gap's open, Tom Brady will sneak and they get it every time. Brian Daboll brought that philosophy to the Bills. That's part of the reason why Josh is 13 for 14 in those QB sneak attempts. They did the deal last night where they got in shotgun, walked him up under center. That doesn't allow for the check with me. And I think that got him last night because I think running off tackle, they could have got the first down, maybe a touchdown easily.
Yeah. You know, we're talking about the NFL right now has some unbelievable young stars. Josh Allen, Mahomes, Lamar, Kyler. And not all of them were great their first year. When I look at Mahomes, he was the first time I saw him, he was good. And Lamar, first time I really saw him, he was special, and he's gotten better. But Josh Allen was different. His first year was a mess. Was there ever a moment in Buffalo where people thought, this isn't going to work?
You're referencing that 2018 season, there were a lot of lowlights. Josh had the worst completion percentage in the entire NFL. But, you know, I think the highlights were so strong and you knew the ceiling was there that the hope would be that he would develop into what he's become now, second in MVP voting last year and truly a star in the league. They rewarded him with that $360 million contract, and they got their franchise quarterback up there. I'd be lying if I said, you know, there weren't times in his first 2 years that I was concerned that he could ever be an accurate enough quarterback to win on a consistent basis in the NFL because, you know as well as I do, being accurate with the football is what you need from your franchise quarterback. You can't win in the NFL without it. And the way that he's developed over these 4 years in Buffalo has been absolutely remarkable. I saw that you got Jordan Palmer coming on today as well. Works with Jordan Palmer all offseason long. Ken Dorsey, their quarterbacks coach, does a great job. And then just having the stability in the organization. You see it all the time, Colin. You know, you put these young quarterbacks, they get three different offensive coordinators in their first 4 years, and everyone says they stink. Well, Josh is the opposite. Same offensive coordinator all the way through his career so far, and it's allowed him to grow within the offense.
Yeah. You know, some of these young quarterbacks, though, you're going to have to make a decision. Baker Mayfield's a great example where he's 3-3. He's only had one three-game stretch in his career where he's had three really good games back-to-back-to-back, whereas Mahomes has had, like, seven of those. And, like, do players know? Like, I mean, you guys watch Lamar. You watch the great players. Do you think Cleveland Brown players are all in on Baker? Or do you think some of them are like, hey, we see Josh Allen. We see Mahomes. We see Justin Herbert. I mean, are players honest about their quarterback privately?
Yeah, I would say so. But you talk about the fact that Cleveland's got a decision to make. When you're talking about you're going to have to make a $400 million investment. I know if I'm on the Browns right now, I'm thinking if this is where I'm going to play for a majority of my team, then Baker's got to be the guy. If we're going to give him that contract and he's going to take up such a significant portion of our salary cap, he's got to be the guy. And to me, Baker Mayfield does so much that sticks out to me. I love how quick his release is. I love how twitchy he is in the pocket. He can get outside the pocket and make plays. But to me, it's when you look at the Cleveland Browns roster on paper, they should be the best team in the NFL, and they're not. They're 500 right now.
Yeah, you think their talent's that good?
Man, I mean, even like the defensive side of the football, when you look at
Clowney and Garrett.
Yeah. Yeah, and then offensively with Landry and Beckham and Chubb in the backfield, they got a good offensive line. To me, they're just not a lot of holes. Njoku's tight end. I mean, they just have stars all over the field. And so when you have all that talent, you point back to the quarterback.
By the way, OBJ doesn't really fit. He's talented, obviously. Did you ever play with a guy in your career that was really talented and literally didn't fit the roster?
That's a great question. You know, early in my career, I'd say we had three running backs. We had a lot of invested in running backs. That's when we traded away Marshawn Lynch. That was kind of a situation where we almost had too much talent in one single position group, and then we didn't necessarily have enough talent around it, obviously. Man, that's a great question. You know, Mario Williams was super talented.
Yeah.
When Rex Ryan came to the Bills, you know, they started bumping him down. Rex still runs a lot of that 46 defense that his dad ran in Chicago. Well, when he would pinch those defensive ends to bring him to defensive tackles, like, that is not what Mario Williams wants to do. Although Mario Williams is 6'5", 290 pounds, he wants to run the edge. He is an edge player. And so that wasn't a great fit. And Mario Williams was so productive under Jim Schwartz when he could play that wide nine and just rush the passer. That's probably the most talented player I'd played with that didn't necessarily fit what we were trying to do.
Yeah, that's OBJ in Cleveland. Great seeing you, Eric. Best wishes. Helps on the Bills broadcast as well. And we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Sounds good. My pleasure, Colin.
You bet. So baseball today, Dodgers, Walker Buehler, Charlie Morton of the Braves. Whole season comes down to this. Can't come back from 3-0. Can't do it. I'm all fired up today. It's so great when you get to go home and you get a great baseball game. We got the Dodgers in the afternoon, Lakers tonight. Those nights are good. And the wife's still out of town, so I'm allowed to watch all the television. The dogs aren't around right now. Everybody comes back next week, so I don't have to tend to the dogs.
Yeah, this is a big couch day.
My buddy, our dog, one of our dogs, got a porcupine fight today, so he had to go to the vet.
Aww.
Yeah, so he sometimes goes outside up there in the mountains, and Buddy got into a little wrestling match with a porcupine this morning, and came into the house and had needles all in his face. And he's like, and he knew he was in trouble. We're like, we warn him every time, watch out for the porcupines. He goes right for the part of the yard where the porcupines hang out.
I don't know, so you have porcupines in your backyard?
It's just they hover the property, and we always tell him, don't go over there, buddy. And he just can't help himself. Happens once a week. We tell him, the man's best friend doesn't have man's best listening skills.
I've never seen a porcupine, not in the zoo.
Yeah, well, you have a house up in the middle of nowhere, that's what happens.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
All right, Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Yeah, my wild animal experience is like a possum on South Beach.
You know, I once was walking up in Collins Avenue or Ocean Avenue or whatever it is, and a lady came up with a rattlesnake around her neck. Or it was a python.
Yeah, I would say she was carrying around a rattlesnake.
No, she had a python.
I've held that. Well, not that particular one, but sure. But I've held one of those snakes on South Beach before.
I wanted to ask her, how'd you get into that business? Did you take a left turn somewhere and the pharmaceutical
career
didn't
work
out?
I'm sure they have interesting stories.
Yeah.
How they came into walking around South Beach with a snake.
You end up on South Beach with a python around your neck.
Listen, the good thing about South Beach is there's many different hustles. Okay? There's lots of ways to pay the bills. Similarly in Hollywood. So Baker Mayfield is awaiting a second opinion on his shoulder MRI. And today he gave an update on the injury and said only he can control being on the field Thursday night.
From week two, it was actually completely torn. There was other stuff that was frayed within it. I'm trying to prevent it from happening again, but on a fall like the game Saturday or Sunday, I mean, anybody's shoulder probably would have popped out from how I fell. Only I know how my body feels. And if anyone questions whether, you know, I'm hindering the team and going out there injured, that's just not right. So it's my decision. I get to say, you know, whether I'm able to play or not, and that's just how it is.
So he partially tore his labrum week two, and then he dislocated that same shoulder Sunday against Arizona. So he's saying it was completely torn.
Is it necessarily his decision? What if the medical staff said you're not playing?
Well, maybe they're saying that you can play with it. It's just a matter of how you feel.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what he means by it's his decision. Like if his pain threshold is going to allow him to play without, you know, it hindering the team. Maybe it's an injury they're going to allow him to play. Maybe it can't get any worse.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know how that particular injury works, but I imagine if it's his decision, then he can't damage it any further by being out there. So it's just a matter of how much pain he's in.
And it's financially, let's say he plays Thursday and gets really hurt, he's not getting the bag. They're not re-signing him. That's not going to happen. Like, you're not going to do that.
Yeah, that's going to put him in a situation where a long-term deal would be, maybe not in the future, but within this next year, not going to happen.
Yeah, if you miss six games, we're not extending you. Like, we're probably looking to draft another quarterback, wouldn't you?
Well, they're 3-3 right now. He has 6 touchdowns and 3 interceptions in 6 games.
That's just not productive enough.
They're a run-first team, but this is what the issue is with the Browns right now. They have a lot of injuries. Obviously, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Jarvis Landry,
Baker
Mayfield, David Njoku, Jedrick Wills, Jack Conklin. I mean, they have a lot of injuries. So I agree with you. I mean, you can go down the list of the Baltimore injuries. You can go down the list of the San Francisco injuries. Dolphins have injuries. Everybody. Like, everyone has injuries. But when you are a team that really has to win within a structure – and that's not a knock because overall it's sort of been working. This is the problem when you have major injuries.
Kareem
like that.
Hunt wasn't hurt early, and they were getting boat raced by Arizona early. So some of those injuries and by
Odell's
the way,
Odell's banged up.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Stefanski said today that Odell and Jarvis Landry both might be available for Thursday night. That's the other issue. They're on a short week this week. So Browns, Broncos.
What's
on
the
Thursday
line on
night.
That? What's the number?
Browns
on
are currently
that?
Favored by 3, according to Fox Bet.
Browns favored by 3. Boy, I'll tell you what, this would be Vic Fangio. If there's any single coach on the hot seat, I don't buy that Joe Judge is. I don't buy that Brian Flores is. But I will say, Vic Fangio is a defensive guy. Another defense is a mess. I mean, the Raiders, Derek Carr tore it apart.
This would be a big win for the Broncos.
Oh, this could be Vic Fangio's job on the line Thursday.
I would go with the Browns in this game.
They have better roster.
They have a better roster. But they are dealing with a lot of injuries in a short week.
Whoa, this is a good Thursday night game. You know what I'm going to be talking about Friday?
Well, you know, I'm not one that would take the under because that's not a lifestyle that I believe in.
Yeah.
But I could see this being a low-scoring game.
Yeah, an ugly low-scoring game.
So Lamar Jackson has been having a phenomenal season with the Ravens, and his head coach, John Harbaugh, said he didn't understand the preseason narrative that people were going to be able to catch up with Lamar Jackson.
If you're looking for your headline here, you know, I do think that people who make those statements are kind of, you know, whistling in the graveyard just a little bit. You know, it doesn't have any meaning. I've said that before. You know, anybody that knows X and O's would just kind of roll their eyes when they hear something like that.
Well, some of us believe in ghosts, Coach Harbaugh. So maybe whistling in the graveyard
well,
isn't completely useless.
Let me ask you this, Joy. In the history of pro sports, has any team or any league caught up to a great player?
No, it's not about people catching up to players who do something so unique that no one else does it. It's that player's superpowers deteriorating just enough.
That's right.
That then you can take advantage of them.
Yeah, or there's a ceiling to, like, Lamar's superpowers. Let's say he didn't develop as a passing quarterback, which he has.
Right.
He would still be great. There would just be certain limitations. But the idea, I always laugh at this. If you take 2 and 3 year periods and watch players, all players are either doing two things, ascending or declining. He was ascending. Kyler Murray is ascending. You'd never solve or figure out a great player.
But not only is Lamar a great player, Lamar is someone who cares about improving.
Yes, it's like
so
a thing.
So he doesn't rest on his talents, which is why it's very easy to buy into Lamar Jackson. If he was just this unbelievably physical phenomenon and he just kind of kept coming back as that same player every single year, then you'd have cause for concern. But every year he comes back, his body is different. He's developed a different part of his game. He has more command and control. So he cares about improving every single year, and that is a big deal.
Yes.
So they host the Bengals, which is a very big game this weekend. Mm-hmm. They host the Bengals on Sunday. They're currently favored by 6, according to Fox Bet.
So the Bengals are 6-point dogs at Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like Baltimore.
That's a big division game. It's a big division game. And also Lamar Jackson set an NFL record for the most wins under the age of 25, 35 on Sunday. Finally, the NBA begins tonight. There's already lots of juicy, delicious drama happening. But NBA Commissioner Adam Silver made his feelings known about players getting the vaccine yesterday in his annual preseason news conference. But he said he's staying out of the Kyrie Irving saga. He said this is between Irving and New York City right now. This is not a league issue. But I think it would have been best for everyone if every player were vaccinated. We'll see how it plays out. I'd love to see him play basketball this season, and I'd love to see the Brooklyn Nets have their full complement of players on the floor. Irving is still the only NBA player who can't currently play with a team due to a coronavirus vaccine mandate because New York City requires that everyone be vaccinated in order to enter public spaces. San Francisco and L.A. have implemented similar mandates, although the L.A. one won't apply to Staples Center as far as actual players.
So
in order to go to a game at Staples, you have to be vaccinated or have a negative test, but the players, it's not applying to them. So they open the season tonight against Milwaukee. Bucks are favored by 1.5 points, according to Fox Bet. It just appears they're just going to move forward without him this season. Yeah. I don't know anything about what the New York City mandates are going to be, but I imagine that they're probably going to keep this in place for the rest of the year if they would have to have some dramatic change all around the planet, not just the United States of America, not just New York, the planet, in order for them to make that change. But this is just what it is. He's made his decision, and they're going to have to deal without him.
It is amazing. There's a percentage of anti-vaxxers that just think it's a Fauci government thing. The whole world's going through this.
No, I don't. As soon as you start talking about the United States government, I stop listening to anything you have to say, because you don't have the capacity to understand that it is a pandemic, meaning it is an international problem. Every country, every occupied space with human beings on the planet is dealing with it. If you think it is an American government conspiracy, I am not interested in what you have to say. Reddit and off YouTube.
You mean it's not like liberals out to...
They did not cook it up in a liberal lab. As someone who works for the man and has a liberal agenda, I can tell you that's not what I got on my paperwork to talk about this morning. But I do think it's important that Adam Silver mentioned that it is not a league issue, because that is also the other thing that people continue to say. This is not a decision that the NBA made. It is a city decision by New York City. It has nothing to do with the league. You can play if you're not vaccinated.
There you go. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, he's the founder of the Quarterback Summit, a program that helps quarterbacks reach their potential, and he is instrumental in the Josh Allen story from I still think it's remarkable that Josh Allen was 6'6". It was a string bean out of junior college. He put up ungodly numbers. He was 6'6". He was athletic. And he sent out hundreds of tapes and video and emails. And Wyoming's the only one that offered. And so I've got to ask Jordan Palmer, because I find that story fascinating. Not even Fresno State, right around the corner, offered him. And Jordan Palmer, who was at that game last night, by the way, in Nashville, joins us live. So let me just, because you are instrumental in the story for Josh Allen, tell me the first time you heard of him or saw him, Josh Allen.
It was after he had this crazy year. I think it was his sophomore year, because he got to Wyoming and broke his collarbone, didn't really play that year. And the next year, kind of the like the legend of Josh Allen started to grow, this giant human throwing balls all over the field and jumping over people. He wasn't completing a lot of balls and they didn't win a championship, but he was making so many highlight plays. And so I talked to a lot of folks in the agent community and the draft community and analysts and so to speak. So I just kept hearing murmurs about this guy, and I invited him out to one of my camps. He was a counselor with Sam Darnold, Jarrett Stidham that weekend. And I got a chance to see a big, strong guy with a big arm throw it hard, but I've seen a lot of those guys before. That's not unique. And in my camps, it's not like you can judge somebody's running ability. But I think what blew me away was just how cool he was. And I know that sounds cheesy and cliche, and he's a buddy, so yeah, he's cool. But no, he's just that funny, and he's a magnet. And I go, man, he's got all these pieces. And I had a blast watching him that following, really 2 years, and then the maturation and watching him elevate to being one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL right now has been a blast.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's interesting with these young guys. We always look at their arm and this and that, and you talk about cool. Like, I think one of Joe Burrow and Dak are two guys that I think the cool thing matters. Like, I would want to play alongside Joe Burrow. I'd want to play alongside Dak. I mean, are there guys that you've seen through the years, they're just not a good hang? They just don't have that thing. They have talent. Like, is the cool thing, the alpha thing, a guy's guy? Like, Brady's very much a guy's guy thing. He'll chug beer with the best of them. Like, is that a real thing when you have these young guys? Because, by the way, Justin Herbert's very quiet. Maybe he's not a good hang.
Well, there's not one way to do it, right? You don't have to have a specific type of personality or a specific, you know, brand of comedy. But I will say there are guys and a mutual friend of ours, Trent Dilfer, always calls them DQs, dude qualities. You got to be a dude. You got to be likable and approachable. And there's not one way to do it, but you're spot on. And there's so many different things that a quarterback has to do that the media doesn't see, that the fans don't see, that doesn't show up in a fantasy football season. It's the stuff behind the scenes. And, you know, you mentioned Joe Burrow, and I think back to when he was drafted by the Bengals, the peak of COVID, everything was shut down, no NFL offseason. And they took him number one, and they basically named him the starter. But he had to win that team over via Zoom. And I heard stories about guys on the team who go, they could tell that this was a guy via Zoom. And so you've got to be able to do that. And I think the best quarterbacks, if you really actually filtered it down, one of the commonalities is that they were really likable. Guys trusted them. O-line wanted to block for them. Receivers wanted to get an extra rep for them. The defense wanted to get off the field for them. And the coaching staffs wanted to work with them and develop them. And so I think it's a common trait. If you created a player on Madden, you know, coolness and personality isn't one of those attributes. But when you're drafting a quarterback, and when you're offering a quarterback to come to your college, and when you're going to pay a quarterback, they better be maxed out in that attribute category.
Mahomes throwing a lot of picks this year. Why?
Well, I think the majority of your listeners have been following Mahomes' career for 3 or 4 years now. I was fortunate enough to watch him play a lot in college.
Yep.
And what I'm seeing right now, he's playing the situation he's in where protection's not like what it used to be, and he's running around a little bit more. That was Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Him and I mean, they ran around and had to make it happen. He didn't take three in a hitch and throw the ball on time. And they had to score every drive. They couldn't stop anybody. So I'm seeing more Texas Tech, Patrick. The problem is he's had so much success. I think he's just forcing it every now and then, making some spectacular plays, and just not quite getting away with some of the plays that he has in the past. But I'll tell you this, I have no concerns over Patrick Mahomes about developing bad habits or getting worse or slumping up, nothing. This is just a patch, a little rough patch that they're going through. And I think, just as a football fan, I think it is great for the NFL if Kansas City has to be a wild card this year, because they're a team that could totally win a Super Bowl,
yeah,
and can totally go on a run. They're just probably not going to end up with the number one or number two seed.
Yeah. By the way, Trevor Lawrence, I am kind of addicted to Jacksonville Jaguars football. I'll never say that the rest of my life, but I am. I watched every snap of Miami and the Jags, and I got to tell you, he had a lot of turnovers the first couple of weeks, and you do this for a living, but man, that dude has got it. He doesn't get very good protection in Jacksonville. They got to shore up that offensive line. But I got to tell you, Jordan, he has a chance to be amazing. That's what I see.
He does. The trajectory that he's on, and you just think about the chaos that this young man's dealing with right now with all the Urban Meyer stuff and this off season, and he has just handled himself so well.
Yes.
Even having to compete, and I was on your show, he missed half the reps this offseason because they gave half of them to Gardner Minshew and a guy that they traded. And so he didn't get to develop quite as much as he could have, and you know, some turnovers early. And what we're seeing outside of the arm talent and the ability, which is it's well documented, is that you can throw this guy into any situation and be pretty darn sure of what the product's going to look like.
Yeah.
As a true freshman winning a national championship, taking over for, you know, Deshaun Watson's legendary, you know, seasons at Clemson. And for that to not be a big deal, just came in and won one. And then for this year, all the stuff going on, that roster has a lot left to be desired. They've got a lot of work to do across the board on that roster. It doesn't really phase him. He's just kind of going through his progressions, making the plays that are there to be made, putting the ball in play, which is so important for these young guys to do, to not try and make plays, but to just put the ball in play, take what they give you. And I just continue to see him every single week make fewer and fewer poor decisions.
Yep.
And we all know what he can do when he throws it.
Finally, the kid, the Desmond Ridder quarterback, many now believe is going to be the first quarterback taken. You're the guy that sees it first and knows him first. Tell us about him. What should we look for in 2 minutes?
Well, you know what I love when I'm evaluating quarterbacks? Confidence and maturity. I talk about it all the time. This guy is going to be, you know, upper echelon of guys that I've been around at this age from those two perspectives. Confidence-wise, I think he believes, I'm not putting words in his mouth, but I think he believes that he's the best player in the country. And then from a maturity standpoint, he's, you know, he entered this season, I think 30-4 or something like that. He's going to end up being second or third winningest college quarterback in the history of college football.
Wow.
Quietly. But these moments at Indiana is a big game for Cincinnati. At Notre Dame's a big game for Cincinnati. And he's played his best ball on those stages. And I think from a development standpoint, he's big, he's fast, he's smart, he's committed, and I work with him in the season. He's committed on a level that most college guys aren't committed to the details. And I think that as he finishes this season and heads into the NFL, these teams are going to fall in love with not just his resume, but they're going to fall in love with the trajectory and the potential that he has.
Desmond Ridder, Cincinnati. All right, my man, Jordan Palmer, great seeing you on a Tuesday. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Yeah, no. So he's the one, because we know the kid at Oklahoma, Spencer Rattler, kind of pulled back. So Desmond Ridder at Cincinnati, easy thrower. He's the classic Justin Herbert, easy thrower. Ball just flies out. Saw him against Notre Dame. He was very, very good. And if Cincinnati's number two in the country, it's not players, it's quarterback. They got a coach everybody likes and a quarterback everybody loves. So that's probably going to be Desmond Ridder at Cincinnati is probably going to be the number one pick in the draft. Now, Oregon's got a great pass rusher, and LSU's got a great corner. That's going to be your first pick in the draft.
Well, yeah, because you're not winning in this league without a quarterback.
There you go. So, 8 divisions, 7 are led right now in the NFL by the best quarterback in that division. FBI committed to combating hate crimes, seeking justice, and providing assistance to victims. Together, report hate crimes. FBI is here to help. See you tomorrow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.